The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now we are joined by the Minister for Climate, Environment, Energy and Transport, Dara O'Brien. Minister, thanks indeed for coming into it.
You're very welcome, Shane.
Before we get to your core issues and core areas, can I ask you just very briefly about that abortion bill?
Sure.
The Taoiseach and Taoiseach say they're going to vote in favour of removing the mandatory 3-day wait period for women seeking an abortion in the early stages of pregnancy. How will you vote in that?
Yeah, I'll be supporting that change. I think as one of your texters just text in, I think, look, this is about a woman making her choice and no one is going to enter into making this decision without having thought it through, and supports are there for people also. There, the bill itself isn't perfect and I think we'll need, you know, amendment at committee. We've a vote of conscience. I'll be voting with my conscience and I'll be voting to support that change to remove the 3-day wait.
Okay, let's get to the removal of the Dublin Airport passenger cap. It was approved today. Your your proposal to it was approved by your cabinet colleagues. Tell us how this is going to play out. When will we actually see the cap being lifted?
Yeah, look, as you said, I brought forward the bill. We've put a lot of work into this. Hate using the phrase, but it is complex, and it's a complex piece of legislation. It needs to protect the existing application. There's a current planning application in right now in with Fingal County Council, what's called the infrastructure application, which is about the new stands and piers at the airport, but also lifting the cap to 40 million. That hasn't been decided upon yet, but the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority, ANCA, have actually issued their draft decision on that, and that's out for public consultation. What this legislation, though, will do will give certainty, and it deals with a legacy issue, really. The cap doesn't serve us well, and I say that as someone who lives right beside the airport, who represents an airport constituency. Dublin Airport is a critical employer for us, about 130,000 plus jobs directly and indirectly supporting the airport. Vital as an island nation for connectivity. It's the fourth best connected airport in Europe. And we need to be able to plan into the future, removing this uncertainty. So to answer your question, the bill will give the power to the minister, i.e. me in this instance, to amend or revoke the cap. That would be on the basis of an application made by the DAA. Environmental considerations would be screened by a commission plenaria, so it's not just the signing of a document. It does need to be done in a sustainable way. But my focus is getting the legislation passed. I did say when I was on with you before that I want to get it passed this year.
Yeah,
we've accelerated that, so I want to get this passed by the summer recess, if at all possible. I am hoping for broad support on this. I think
summer recess happens, what, in
16th, 18th of July, around that period of
time. Yeah.
I intend to introduce it into the Dáil next week. We had very good pre-legislative scrutiny on this. Like, the bill spent, the Joint Oireachtas Committee under the chairpersonship of Michael Murphy did a really good job. Stakeholders, airlines, residents, many other groups all input into that. And so we obviously assessed the report and now have moved forward with the legislation that I got approved today. Look, our airport last year carried 36.4 million people. All of our airports are growing, which is good. Cork is growing, 2 million euro being invested in Cork. Shannon's growing. Ireland West, which is now 40 years old this year, is nearly touching 1 million passengers. It's critical for us for business and for connectivity. And this cap, as I said, just doesn't serve us well. The condition was put on at a different time. And now we're moving forward with Metrolink, which is a critical project for the North Dublin and Dublin region, and also the airport. And we're going to start construction on that next year. So for example, if I give you, like, right now we're concluding an air service agreement with Brazil for our first air route, hopefully, to South America. And airlines, when they're planning, need to be able to plan with certainty into the future. It takes a couple of years at least to decide on new routes. And that's why certainty around the planning and certainty around the cap is absolutely needed.
Okay, Roderick O'Gorman, the Green Party leader, your former cabinet colleague, basically he's opposing this move. He says there has to be regulation around carbon emissions and noise pollution. I mean, you're conveniently ignoring them when you're scrapping the cap, aren't you?
Actually not. And, you know, I know Roderick well. I've obviously worked with him for the last 5 years. I think he's wrong on this. You see within the bill, they're very stringent environmental conditions within the bill that they have to be screened out by on commission panola, but I've set strict timelines for that. I don't see what the alternative is. And we talk to people, you know, like Roderick, who obviously thousands of people in the Dublin West constituency, in his own constituency, derive their income from the airport. I'd say tens of thousands of people from all over the country, but, you know, travel out of Dublin Airport every single year. So the alternative is leaving the cap at 32 million, which we've exceeded already, not enabling the airport to grow. And that is not something that I think is sustainable and not something that's right or proper indeed for the future prosperity of our country.
Okay, there is a crunch ruling due from the European Court of Justice, mm-hmm. which would force the implementation of the passenger mm-hmm. cap. Are you confident this legislation will go through before that?
It'll pass the Dáil and Shannon by the summer recess. That's my absolute intention. And I'm hoping for cooperation to do that.
With a view to coming law when?
Well, basically what would happen then is that the DAA as the applicant would make a submission to me to lift the cap to 40 million to send the environmental data to on Commissioner Pinola. They would be set a 20 to 28 week period to assess that and then send it to me to make a decision.
Okay.
So I think the court in general, I'm not going to talk about the specific, in general, courts are mindful of legislative changes that are made. Could I say this, Shane, as well, just really briefly, as someone who lives beside the airport, I know that there are communities, you know, particularly in close proximity to the airport, who are directly impacted by the airport. And, you know, I want the airport to operate under a good neighbour policy, and they must do that. And I think what we also need to do, and what I've written to the airport about on a couple of occasions, and talking about expanding the noise insulation scheme into those most affected areas, and also looking at particularly in the Western campus, there's a number of households there in the St. Margaret's area who, you know, people would potentially be looking at entering the voluntary sale of their properties. That needs to be improved, the offering that's there as well. But interestingly, you know, I know in my own area that, and all across it, that the vast majority of people don't see the cap as a sustainable thing. We need to grow the airport sustainably. Okay. This is not about going from 36 million passengers to 60 million passengers overnight. We need to improve the physical infrastructure. I was at the opening of Terminal 2 in 2008. I remember when, or 2008, 2009, and people were saying it was going to be a white elephant, it'll be empty, et cetera, et cetera. That's now nearly at full use.
Okay.
So, you know, it's an important economic driver and it's important for us as a country and a society.
A few other things before we let you go, Minister. The Journal investigates finding that almost half of all speeding prosecutions that come before Ireland's courts do not proceed any further. You're the Minister for Transport. We have an increased in number of people dying on our roads in recent years. What are you going to do about this?
Well, this matter has been brought to my attention, and look, I commend the Journal for their work, but in advance of that, and this is really a matter between the court service and An Garda Síochána and how those penalties are actually pursued, but how they're registered. Now, I'm not washing my hands on it. We have a role within this. This is something that we are actively looking at, and a lot of it relates to going back and actually updating the driver file effectively, and in some instances that is not being done.
Yeah,
and
that seems to be a big issue about people claiming that the fixed charge penalty notices, that they don't receive them.
Yes.
And one of the suggestions is that a judge who's quoted in the piece on a private basis or off the record basis, mm-hmm. suggesting they be sent by registered delivery rather than ordinary post. Is that something you would consider? So you can't claim.
Yeah, we consider it. And again, I'm Minister for Transport, I'm aware of that, but the operation of this is very much a matter for the court service themselves. But what I would say to you is we move towards digitalisation, like very shortly, we're not going to have any tax discs. We've handheld devices now with our Gardaí that can actually just see whether a car is actually taxed or not. That will happen in time for insurance. So we've got to use the technology that is there as well to be able to process fines and indeed penalty points. The numbers of fines and points that actually don't hit driver's files is not acceptable. And it needs to
be
improved.
It's a joke, isn't it? Like,
well, yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you actually on that. And this has been something that's not just a recent issue either.
It's an Irish joke as well, isn't it? It's the kind of thing we do in this country. We don't actually implement the law. We're great at bringing in laws, we don't implement
it. I don't know about that. I think it's difficult for me to argue against that in the context of this particular part of our discussion, because like what's happening now isn't acceptable. But there is a bit of sort of siloed thinking, I think, in this regard, between the various arms of the state. This can be sorted, not overnight. I might add, this has been raised at Transport Committee as well a number of months ago. It is being worked on.
Okay.
It's something that I want to see improvements on. A big part of it, though, is with the court service, with An Garda Síochána and justice, about how we can actually ensure that these penalties sit on people's driver's licenses.
Okay, two last very quick things. The crackdown on short-term lettings, I know it's no longer your bailiwick.
Close to my heart.
Yeah. Exactly. The crackdown on Airbnbs. It's going to be up to local authorities, the same local authorities that the Taoiseach says haven't done enough to tackle dereliction. It's up to them to enforce this. How can we have any confidence that this
I think it's a bit stronger than that. This has been a long time coming, to be fair, and I do want to commend James Brown for the work that he's done on this. This hasn't been easy, right? And it's also to carve out, like, we know the short-term lettings in parts of the country that are a really important part of our tourist offering. That's why we've gone from 20 populations of centres of 20,000 and up. But we're looking at significant numbers of properties.
Well, we know why you went for 20,000, because the Healy Rays were still in government at that stage. And Killarney fitted under the 20,000.
You can be assured that their influence wasn't as great as people think, okay? But what I'd say to you is this.
Or as Michael thinks.
I'm not getting into that, right? But all I'd say to you is this is a sensible approach. There will be a register, and this is important as well. It's different. Up to now, and I remember Owen Murphy, my predecessor in housing, had actually brought forward measures and regulations that weren't, to be frank, implemented. This gives teeth to that.
Yeah.
It will mean the database be run by the Department of Enterprise as well. It means that someone to advertise a property will actually have to have the requisite planning permission.
So will it be followed up on?
Yes, will
people
will.
Who are thumbing their nose at it,
no,
at the law,
it will they actually be? But look, if you've got urban areas as well, if I look at Gaeltacht areas too, where I've met with people like Banu as well, you've properties in Gaeltacht areas where you've 40 to 1 properties in short-term lets versus versus individual lets. Now, we can't deal with all of that, or long-term lets, should I say. We can't deal with all of that in one go. So I think what James has done here, supported by us in government, is right to have a phased approach on that, looking at population centres of 20,000 or more. Why are we doing that? Because it'll bring more properties into the system quicker.
Let's hope it succeeds.
And I will be impressed.
Just very finally, before you go, I know there's no vacancy at the top of Fianna Fáil, but sooner or later there will be, and maybe by the end of this year or early next year. Will you be a candidate to be the next leader of Fianna Fáil if and when that happens?
As you rightly said in the lead up to the question, that there is no
vacancy. Because I knew that's what you'd say to me.
And I was asked the very same question after the 2020 general election. We're only 18 months since the last general election, and thankfully, with Micheál's leadership, we returned as the largest party in the Dáil. I expect the Taoiseach to lead us into the next general election.
Okay, all right. Minister for Climate, Environment, Energy and Transport, Dara O'Brien, thanks indeed.
You're very
for talking
welcome,
to
Shane.
The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.